Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. Today, we conclude our discussion on manifesting what you want in your life. And I want to talk today about understanding that you can put a plan in place, but you have to understand that things will deviate from your plan. We all want things to work out a certain way, and some people are very focused on that plan and don't do very well when the plan doesn't come out the way they expect it to. But the point is, you can't control the process. You can direct it, but you cannot control it. So you have to be open to the possibility that what you see as setbacks may actually set in motion a new set of outcomes. And that new set of outcomes could actually cause things to turn out even better than what you expect. The challenge we all face is that none of us is in a position to be able to see the whole picture. How often in life do you think something bad happens and then the end result ends up much better because of that setback? But we never have the proper perspective. We don't know until after the fact. So I'm convinced that things happen for a reason. And whether you believe that or you don't believe that, the point is you can't really control it. You focus on directing things the way you want them to go. And then you start to put the principles in place. So first you look at what it is that you want to accomplish, what you want to bring into your life, or what you want to do. And once you get clear on what it is, then you put your plan against it. How do you make it happen? What are those things you have to do? And then finally, you start to move on that plan. And as you take action on the plan, you have to see yourself coming through with what it is that you want to bring into your life. You have to see it, you have to feel it, and you have to put yourself in that mental state of it coming to be. And if you can do all those things, then you have a very high probability of seeing what you want come together. But often what we want changes, and often what we want, what happens actually is better than what we ever anticipated. And so we have to be open to not only exactly what we want, but maybe even something better. And I think that's the key. Don't get stuck to the plan. Don't get set in your ways. Be open to the possibilities, but still focus on where you want to go. If you're not listening to the 90-Second Navigator each day, you can subscribe, and you can do it on iTunes or you can do it on Stitcher. It's always good to have that coach to keep you moving towards your desires in life, and I would love the opportunity to be that person for you. Just commit to getting here for a few minutes a day. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges, clear your mind, and use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me on Monday for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. But for today, I just want you to think about what it is you want to bring into your life. I want you to get focused on how you might be able to set that in motion through your plan. Just start thinking about what action you can take and actually take that action. Then I want you to see it as clearly as you can, fantasize, feel what it would be like for it to come to fruition, and just stay focused on the outcome that you want. But remember, you can't control it. All you can do is start to direct things.